You have moved the world headquarters.
Well, good morning. Welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. It's great to see everybody on here this morning. And we have Dr. Dean Collins, the president of Point University, who's got a huge, brilliant resume that uniquely gifts him to share with us this morning. Very excited about that. I do want to remind everybody to sign up for his morning devotional challenge. You definitely want to get that. And also the Edge Daily app. Those are two great ways to start your day. So not going to take any time. Dean, taunt us with where you are and challenge us with what you're going to share.
Okay. Well, good morning. Happy to be with you. I did not know that I was going to be on vacation when I signed up, contrary to what Kevin said. And my surroundings, I don't know if you can see, I'm sort of trying to let you see behind me while I'm talking. I'm in this little vacation town in Crystal Beach. And I started thinking earlier this week, this is actually a devotion I wrote for next week while I was sitting in this environment. And I thought, I think I'm on the Truman Show. You know, you may remember that from a few years ago. In fact, I think it was 34 years ago that that movie was released. And it told the story of a man, it was played by Jim Carrey, Truman, who didn't know he was living in a reality TV show. He was born in this little environment and everybody in the town participated in this ruse of his life. And the film was shot in Seaside, Florida, not far from where I'm standing doing this devotion today. And it's quiet here. Everyone seems happy. People come and go from their vacation rentals to the pool or the beach. Everyone who walks down the sidewalk in front of the house that I'm staying at seems happy. They all say hello when they pass. Of course, part of the magic of this place that I'm in right now, and part of the magic, I guess, of that Truman Show is it isn't really real. This isn't how people live day to day. Everyone here, as far as I can tell, came here to get away from their life or their activities. They all came hoping to find some rest, some relaxation, a break from their daily routine. It took Truman about 30 years in the movie before he realized that he was living a fake life in a fake world. And it only takes most of us on vacation a week before we realize that there's a certain part of those experiences, while they're fun and relaxing, they're not really real, you know, and they aren't the same as the way we live our lives the other 51 weeks of the year. But the question I started thinking about while I was sitting here is, but could they, our lives be different? Could they be more restful than they are? I was reading Hebrews chapters 3 and 4, and I'll encourage you to go and take a glance at those where the writer of Hebrews talks about the rest that comes from God and that we actually can enter that rest even today. Now, most people that know me would, I think, call me a hard worker. I was kind of raised to be a hard worker. That's in my wiring. Most of my colleagues, my board of trustees, wise counselors affirm that I'm a hard worker, but they're always telling me I need to get some rest, that I need to take some time off. My wife agrees with them, by the way, and that's why we're here this week. And I was, as I was reading this passage and thinking about Hebrews, it sort of dawned on me that rest can begin whenever we step into the promise of God. In fact, the writer of Hebrews makes reference to the Exodus story. And you remember that the children of Israel were right there on the edge of the promised land. They could see it. They knew it was real. They'd seen the grapes. They had heard the descriptions of the milk and honey, and yet their fear of stepping into the promises of God, as real as they were, caused them to lose a generation, to wander in the wilderness for 40 more years, when all they needed to do was take the step into God's promises, into his rest. you know, sometimes we get ritualistic about some of our spiritual practices, and we think that if we make sure we take a day off every week or a week off every year or something like that, that we're stepping into that rest that God promises. But those are just pieces of the story. That's not the real story. What we have is the opportunity any day in any time, if we follow the promises of Scripture and we trust the things that God says to be true, we can step into the rest that He has to offer us. So there remains a Sabbath rest for the people of God, for whoever has entered God's rest has also rested from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore strive to enter that rest so that no one may fall by the same sort of disobedience. Rest well today and always. It's a gift for God for all of us. Embrace and enjoy the rest of God today. And that's my word from sunny Florida.
Hey, great challenge, Dean. Now we all need to go be the edge, right? With some good edge rest.